Hey, good morning, everybody. We're GFBS. We're Grand Forks Best Source. Time now for your morning update for this Thursday, July 28th. Brought to you by Burgraff's Ace Hardware and Paint in Grand Forks, the helpful place on South Washington Street and the corner of the Grand Cities Mall. Ace Hardware is your lawn and garden and grilling headquarters with over 50 grills assembled and ready to go. They even offer free in-town delivery. Weber, Traeger, Big Green Egg, and Napoleon Grills. Ace Hardware and Paint has it all. Grand Forks Best Source. We get everything at Ace. In fact, you can see their full list of department and store services at acehardware.com or call them 701-738-0455. Burgraff's Ace Hardware and Paint. Ace, the helpful place. Well, our weather today, mostly cloudy skies, not quite as warm. We're looking for a high today right around 76 degrees. Well, the union representing most production workers at American Crystal Sugar Processing Plant is asking that the current contract be extended, and the company has agreed to the extension. This followed the union's rejection of the company's four-year contract offer that would have meant pay raises of 17% over 4 years. Now, Local 167G Union President John Risky says the vote against the new contract was overwhelming. Risky says the company does not intend to lock out workers, as was done in a bitter labor dispute back in 2011. Risky also says the union does not plan to go on strike. Their current contract expires at the end of the month. Now, Crystal Vice President Lisa Borgen says the company will extend the current contract and resume negotiations. She says she's optimistic that a new contract will be agreed upon. Borgen says the union has agreed to use federal mediator when negotiations do resume. Well, a state district court judge has put on hold the state's trigger law banning abortion pending resolution of a lawsuit that argues the law violates the state constitution. Burley County District Judge Bruce Romanek ruled in a lawsuit brought by Red River Women's Clinic in Fargo, the state's only abortion clinic. The ban was set to take effect today. Now, the clinic argues that the North Dakota Constitution guarantees the rights of life, liberty, safety, and happiness, all of which protect the right to abortion. State Supreme Court has previously ruled that the Constitution does not offer protection for abortion. Attorney General Drew Wigley says he will officially recertify with the North Dakota Legislative Council that the U.S. Supreme Court decision is clear and that abortion is illegal in North Dakota as of today. Well, lottery players in North Dakota helped contribute $6.7 million to the state during fiscal year 2022. North Dakotans spent around $29 million on lottery tickets. Attorney General Drew Wrigley says the lottery provided $5.6 million to the state's general fund. Another $800,000 has gone to the Multi-Jurisdictional Drug Task Force Grant Fund. $320,000 ended up in the Compulsive Gambling Prevention and Treatment Fund. Tickets are sold, by the way, at over 400 licensed retailers across the state. Well, here we go with your Moe's Daily Dish today from Moe's Cafe in the Grand Cities Mall. Shrimp and cheddar grits. Oh yeah, traditional style creamy grits with five shrimp and scallion oil and Asiago cheese, and it's all for just $12. By the way, Moe's also taking applications for servers and dishwashers. You can apply in person or on their Facebook page. Moe's Cafe right here in the Grand Cities Mall. What a great place to eat and a great place to work. Well, demolition has begun in the former Grand Forks Inn and Suites to make room for the Grand Forks Career Impact Academy. The academy will offer career programming to high school and adult learners. Now, it'll be operated by the Grand Forks Public Schools and governed by the local school board. A local committee raised nearly $10.3 million for the project, which received $10 million in matching funds from the North Dakota State Board of Career and Technical Education. The 56,900-square-foot building is anticipated to open in the fall of 2024 near the intersection of U.S. Highway 2 and I-29. Well, today is Miracle Treat Day at the North End Dairy Queen. Now, during this one-day event, they will be donating $2 per blizzard to the Children's Miracle Network, that's CMN Hospitals, to benefit Sanford Hospital in Fargo. Now, each year, the 170 CMN hospitals provide the finest medical care, life-saving research, and preventative education to help millions of kids overcome diseases and injuries of every kind. Now, the very special thing about this organization is that donations stay local. Money raised at the North End Dairy Queen will aid the children in our community because it will be allocated to our local Children's Miracle Network Hospital. Again, check it out, North End Dairy Queen, Miracle Treat Day today. Help a kid in need, all right? And finally in sports, Rowdy Tellez hit a pair of three-run homers. Corbin Burns won his fifth straight decision. And the Milwaukee Brewers beat up on the Minnesota Twins 10-4 to sweep a two-game series between Central Division leaders last night. Now the Twins are off today. They'll play in San Diego tomorrow. And that game will be, of course, against the Padres. Well, there you go. That's your morning update brought to you by C&H Insurance. We begin with the goal of building an agency with the highest of principles, personalized attention, and service. This concept remains to be their priority today. They strive to give everyone who walks through their door special attention and the best customer service possible. Their agents have over 50 years of combined insurance experience, and they're licensed in Minnesota, North Dakota, and for you snowbirds down in Arizona, too. So for all your insurance needs, contact Justin, Jody, or Tammy. Their number is 218-773-0287 or stop by 1427 Central Avenue Northwest at East Grand Forks. Grand Forks' best source insures through C&H. Maybe you should, too. C&H Insurance in East Grand Forks. Hey, Dirty Thursday today brought to you by the River City Speedway. The Bullring Boys are going to be talking to Tyler Peterson, who has been on a big-time roll this year, racing that number one TPO Modified. Can't wait. Make sure you catch the show at 11. Hey, everybody, remember to like, share, tag, and follow us. Hit that notification bell on your smartphone. Become a patron on Podbean. You could qualify for some pretty cool giveaways. Hey, we all know Grand Forks is a great place. Grand Forks' best source is giving it an identity again.